This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Roberto Pinati is joining us. By the way, his latest books, these are the ones that he did for Philip Mantle's Flying Disc Press, two volumes, UFO Contacts in Italy, and we focused on some of that. We'll get to more of it. Now, talking about ETs, and we have the abductions, which aren't so friendly, and then we have the other meetings, which are. If someone says, hey, I am Orthon from Alpha Centauri or Zeta Reticuli or whatever, why believe them? Why believe anything an advanced being would tell us, even if they have a really more impressive bag of tricks? Okay, they can abduct us, they can transport us through walls, through windows, and take us up into their spaceship or whatever it is. Why believe what they are telling us? And they're so concerned about how we handle ourselves here with tribal warfare and pollution and the environment. Why can't they do something about it?
Well, I should say that probably we have to consider something obvious. If aliens are here, probably they are here because they, at a certain extent, use our planet in order to go there and there. And so our planet could be also a sort of stop in their voyages, of course.
Okay, just wait a minute. Let me cover that quickly. Okay, so this is a way station, a stopover on the way from one star system to another?
It could be. But, you see, they could even be people who lives here, after all. Because it's possible that they have some kind of bases. Not too many. It's sufficient that they may have three or four bases here on Earth. For instance, in our oceans, in our oceans, no? But what is interesting is that we are linked to the idea that they came from a place, come here, and then return to the place from where they started. It could also be that they are simply here and they stay here. Like we live in the Earth, they could live the Earth too, in the Earth too.
You know, I want to mention this because it just came over the wires from the New York Times. All right? And I don't know if you followed the coverage of the New York Times about the naval and the Pentagon UFO study and the series of articles written by such authors as Ralph Blumenthal and, of course, Leslie Kane, who's been a friend of the show and has been on the show. I'm just going to read the headline and the subtitle. And we can talk about this. Obviously, you haven't seen the article. I can send you a link. No longer in shadows, Pentagon's UFO unit will make some findings public. And then the subtitle is, for over a decade, the program, now tucked inside the Office of Naval Intelligence, has discussed mysterious events in classified briefings. Now, this is opening up a wider stage of discussion, not just whether we're in touch with UFO beings now, but whether there's some kind of disclosure coming from the U.S. government.
Yes, probably the fact is that after years and years of cover-up and top secret, now it's more and more difficult to cover the reality of the UFO problem. So now we are facing disclosure. And you see what happened since 2017 with the famous New York Times article in December. Okay? Now, I say that since 2017, when we had the famous New York Times article in December, well, we are facing a new phase in UFO disclosure. And, you know, Luis Elizondo, Tom DeLonge, and all the story. Well, we had them, our hosts, in Rome in 2018. And they confirmed everything about the UFO films by the United States Navy pilots. You know the story. And frankly, I should add the fact that, after all, we had since then the official position of the United States Navy about the existence of UFOs. And not only, also the confirmation by the Pentagon. But now, you know, we have coronavirus, and so, well, I don't know how many people understood that this is a sort of admission that the UFO problem is much more important than we think.
There is one more thing here we'll mention. We can go back to motivations from ET, and that is this one paragraph. And I know you haven't seen the article. I've sent you a link. So we're all learning about this for the first time. Public fascination with the topic of UFOs has drawn in President Trump, who told his son Donald Trump Jr. in a June interview that he knew very interesting things about Roswell. And they say, of course, as we know, a city in New Mexico that is central to speculation about the existence of UFOs. The president demurred when asked if he would declassify any information on Roswell. I'll have to think about that one, he said. Of course, you know, Trump says a lot of things, and we don't want to get into the politics because we can get into some pretty wacky things. He promises things, and he says things in the spur of the moment, and then all his aides do is they try to say, well, he didn't mean that. He was joking. He was just being, I don't know. What do you think?
Yes, you know that UFOs and politics are strictly linked. You know that, Hillary Clinton said that if they had elected her, the truth about UFOs would have come out. The same a lot of other presidents in any case, candidates said this. So now we shall see what will happen, of course.
Well, of course, if Trump is not reelected, or if Trump is in danger of being defeated, which he appears to be now, maybe before the election he might disclose something because he doesn't care so much about security. But I wanted to revert back to what we were talking about before we got this story just posted on the New York Times as we record the show. And that is back once again. We talked to E.T., a higher being. Well, I believe anything they tell us, why assume it's anything more than some kind of agenda? Maybe they're doing some psychological studies. They want to see our reaction. They don't really care about telling us the truth.
Yes, I think only time will tell.
Well, that's an interesting point, though, Gene. We're all familiar with ufologist Jacques Vallée, and he spoke about a control system for planet Earth. I imagine, Roberto, that you're familiar with Vallée's hypothesis on that. What do you think about the idea that the aliens have some sort of a control system for planet Earth?
It is a very interesting idea, and it could be much grounded than we know. You see, we think we are completely free in what we do, but maybe someone could orient us, and so the idea of Vallée could be much grounded than we think.
We've got Roberto Pinati coming for several more segments with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Roberto Pinati is joining us, and he's author of the series of two books, UFO Contacts in Italy, Volume 1 and 2 for Flying Disc Press. Also, he'll be staying on for the After the Paracast podcast, because we are just scratching the surface here. Roberto has so much to tell us, And what I was talking about in the previous segment, of course, was that E.T. has some kind of agenda that we don't understand. And if that is E.T., maybe we shouldn't pay attention to what they're saying, but see what their intent really is. Of course, as you know, there's some religions, Roberto, where they think E.T. or whatever UFOs are, they are demonic. Have you ever looked into that possibility?
Well, frankly, I do not agree about these stories. You see, if we consider that, well, what we call the ancient astronaut theory, okay, we can accept the idea that the Earth may have been visited in the past several times, and that probably in certain occasions extraterrestrial astronauts may have been considered gods. So Eric von Däniken's idea is absolutely grounded. This may have some kind of effects also on some religious ideas. For instance, what are angels? You see, angels are normally considered as spirits, but it's not so easy. If we consider what the Catholic Church says about angels, there are many kinds of angels in the Catholic concept. They are extremely spiritual, but they can be also extremely material. Consider that, for instance, St. Paul says that we may host angels unawares because they are not too different from us, he said. So, are angels extraterrestrials? Consider that the Holy Bible says that fallen angels mated with earth women in the past. So, if this happened, this seems that from a biological point of view, well, surely they are not too spiritual, after all. And someone may consider all this from a sort of religious point of view as angels or demons. But I don't know if it is the most correct way to do. What we should do is just to consider religion not as our religion, but as the study of religions. And a lot of different religions say the same thing. Consider, for instance, that the Bible and the angels of the Bibles with their flying chariots are the same thing we may find in the Hindu books about Vimanas, in which devas are extraterrestrial beings coming to Earth, and they have the same appearances of angels, of the angels of the Bible.
Oh, yeah. I think the Bible has been called the greatest ufology book of all time by more than one author. Some fabulous examples in there of what would seem to be technology that is far ahead of the time, not just flying chariots, but I mean, even things like giant golden robots and submarines with lights, and it's just amazing what's in there. So it seems like these aliens have been around for a long time. What do you think? Do you think that they originated here, like some people believe, and then left? And they're really us that has gone out into the cosmos, and once in a while they visit us again, like from the lost continent of Atlantis? Or do you think they actually evolved on a whole other planet?
Well, you know the story. From a mythological point of view, Atlantis was the first colony of celestial gods. So, we should consider the celestial gods as aliens, after all. And in any case, what I think is that we cannot exclude the possibility that even man may be the product of a sort of biological intervention by aliens in a remote past, after all. You see, creationism, obviously, should not be accepted as a faith aspect. But even Darwinism is surely wrong, because we have no missing link, absolutely, between apes and man. So it could be acceptable, the idea that someone may have been at a sort of intervention in the evolution of herd primates, and that even Homo sapiens may have been the result of this intervention.
Well, then again, if E.T. is responsible so much with this, that would certainly force them to watch over us over the centuries, but then might dictate how they react to us. See what they did, but also you wonder then if they seeded us, hey, to what degree do they control us and what we do and how things turn out for us? Do we have any independence at all?
Well, after all, we should consider that at the end we are free to do what we like.
But well, how do we know that? How do we know that?
Well, this kind of control may exist, of course. We may be oriented, surely. But don't forget that finally it's we who decide to do or not to do certain things. Huh?
Well, I certainly hope so. I wouldn't want to know that some extraterrestrial force is here pulling the strings, and that whatever happens to us, and right now the situation is not very good. As we've all read, and certainly you in Italy had a lot of problems with the pandemic, and here it's a heck of a lot worse in the U.S., as you know, and that's where we get back into politics again. But I think here I would hate to think that this is all part of some grand scheme by E.T. to see how we develop as an intelligent species. I would hope that if they seeded us or genetically modified us, they're watching to see what happened, but they're not trying to exert too much of a strong hand in our development. Then again, if you look at the way things are going, you would hope that someone would come down here, as some people hope, whether it's a god or whatever, and say, okay, folks, I'm here now, we are here now, to straighten things out because you have made a mess. Then again, they could also just get rid of us. Roberto Panatti joining us. We've got a lot more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two hurricanes are headed for the United States, one in Texas and one in Hawaii. Preparations are underway in the Lone Star State as Hurricane Hanna heads towards the coast. Dangerous storm surges are now pounding the coastline. Up to a foot of rainfall can be expected from the Category 1 storm. In the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands are being threatened by Hurricane Douglas. It's expected to make landfall sometime early Sunday morning on the island of Maui. Forecasters say it's either going to be a Category 1 hurricane or possibly a tropical storm. Governor David Ige.
It is a powerful storm that is forecasted to affect the islands significantly.
Hurricane Douglas was initially classified as a Category 3 hurricane. This is USA Radio News. An iconic TV host has passed away. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
We have no idea where we're going, who we are, where we've been.
We're just one of us.
Regis Philbin, a legendary television host best known for the morning show Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and the widely popular game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, has died. He was 88. His family said, "We are grateful for the time we got to spend with him, for his warmth, his legendary sense of humor, and his singular ability to make every day into something worth talking about." And on Instagram, Kelly Ripa, Regis' longtime daytime co-host, responded by saying, "We are beyond saddened to learn about the loss of Regis Philbin. We send our deepest love and condolences to his family and hope they can find some comfort knowing he left the world a better place." Philbin held the Guinness World Record for most hours on camera on U.S. television, with more than 16,700 hours over the course of his career. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Roberto, with all the contacts you've investigated, do you think, again, if ET is not controlling us, maybe it's about time they do?
Well, you see, I wonder if really we are controlled by aliens more than we think. I think we should consider also a very important element. Up to this moment, nobody invaded us, nobody transformed us into slaves, nobody controlled us in a particular negative way. In other words, if we should have to make some considerations, we should consider that aliens are not hostile in our, as far as we are concerned. So the question is, what have we to fear really from aliens if this is the situation? Frankly, I think that we should be more, we should have more to see if a danger can come from our politicians and not from aliens.
Yeah, I think you've got that right. So let's return now to some of the best sightings that you've investigated through the National UFO Center in Italy.
Well, one of the best UFO cases we have is a 1954 event in Tuscany in which a woman, a peasant, in the broad daylight met two small occupants of a very strange craft, a UFO, and well, they touched her they tried to speak with her. And they were very tiny. They seemed some miniature men, but they were absolutely very similar to us. And only then she began to be scared, and so she left. Well, she called all the neighbors to reach the spot. And they found the traces of the object, since landing it had left traces. Then we had a witness saying he saw who said that he saw the object landing. Another witness who said that he saw the object taking off, and even two boys from the opposite hill who said that he had seen this woman speaking with two other boys, because the two aliens, as I told you, were rather tiny. Okay, so we have an almost perfect case, and this impressed very much the Italian media. The Italian military came on the spot. They were involved in the investigation, and they could not say anything against this case, which is simply filed as one of the best Italian cases. I investigated again the case, since it happened in 1954, and at that time I was 10. You understand. Many years later, and this woman, Rosa Lotti, confirmed everything in every detail, and even giving me interesting specifications. So this is really a very interesting event, since they were two occupants in a very little object landing in Tuscany in broad daylight, and as I told you, seen by a lot of people.
These objects seem to usually be fairly small. In other words, they don't hold a lot of passengers, maybe just a handful, you know, it's four or five maybe at the most. So one would think that, well, they're probably not coming all the way from another star system in that craft. That craft is probably something more like a shuttlecraft that they get here in, and from some mothership somewhere. Have you had any mothership sightings there in Italy?
Yeah. Consider that elongated objects, apart from the really from the beginning, don't forget that the Mestre and Venice sighting in 1936 was the sighting of a mothership with two UFOs. But consider that in 1954 we had a lot of sightings with crafts of that kind, cigar-shaped objects, motherships, in other words. And this lasted at least up to the 60s and 70s. Later, it was harder to find in the cases we have other presences of motherships. But you know that later something changed. For instance, the Phoenix Lights, they had to do with a tremendous object, very, very big. So you are right when you say that surely UFOs have many dimensions, different functions, and so on.
So it sounds to me like you are yourself no longer skeptical about the reality of alien visitation. That doesn't mean that you believe every case, but you do believe it's a real thing that's happening, right?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that presently, only the 20-25% of the cases we investigated are really grounded cases with the details such to be able to say that really the event occurred and is grounded. So most of the sightings can be simply avoided. But even if you exclude three quarters of the cases, we have cases with common laws, common events, with common patterns, in other words. And this is important because in this you may find really a sort of strategy from this phenomenon, you understand? So
that's interesting. Let's elaborate on that. What kind of strategy do you think that we're looking at here?
Well, first of all, surely is a sort of monitoring or controlling our activities. And don't forget, for instance, that Robert Hastings produced a very good report, UFOs and Nukes, confirming that UFOs, well, they like to be over our military bases and particularly the atomic sizes.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go on, we have another segment to spend, of course, with Roberto. We'll mention that Robert Hastings had been on the Paracast a couple of times to talk about his book, UFOs and Nukes. With Roberto and Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, Roberto, it's important to point out here when you mention Hastings' book that there have been indications over the years that UFOs have an interest in nuclear power plants and installations both, correct?
Absolutely. No, it is really, really so. Consider that this is not limited to the United States or to Russia. But, for instance, it occurred also in the Pacific, in France, because the French made some atomic tests in the Pacific, and these atomic tests had also the presence of UFOs over them. We had in Italy different engineers confirming this. So, atomic bombs are interesting for UFOs, but they are interesting in the negative sense, because probably you should consider that if these guys are here, surely they do not like that we may destroy our planet with atomic bombs.
I want to ask you about that because it occurs so often. Unless they have a vested interest in what goes on here, as you say, it might be a way station, maybe they were involved in genetic engineering. Why should they care what we do to ourselves?
Well, in any case, if they are here, I think that they do not like to be disturbed by negative activities of men. I think that we are considering us too important, in the sense that you should not consider that people who are able to travel between the stars are so advanced that obviously they should consider us only as primitive beings.
Well, maybe. Then again, maybe they just happen to stumble upon some sort of technology that, you know, we haven't figured out yet. And they're really not that much more evolved than we are. I mean, maybe we're even more evolved, but we don't know it. They just got these craft that can do all of these fantastic maneuvers, and they can outrun us, and we don't really know anything else about them.
Well, the problem is, are we morally advanced or not? Because, you see, we could even be not to evolve from the standpoint of technology, I agree. But our way of behaving surely is not too positive. War, violence, oppression, and so on are normally our reactions. So we are really barbarians for them. And we should consider this. In this sense, we are surely inferior.
You see, that raises a bigger question again, which is what I've always wondered about, which is, okay, E.T. would rightly, I guess, if they're decent beings, be concerned about the way we behave here, about the nuclear weapons, about the threats of war. But one would think they could have been a little more proactive. Think about the coronavirus. Couldn't they have fed to us some kind of cure? So it wouldn't have reached the point where we have 145,000 people in the U.S. and what, 500,000 people around the world have died from it. Millions of people have been infected. In fact, the scientists are saying here in the U.S., for example, that we only know about maybe a tenth of the number of positive cases because people have it. They don't have symptoms. They have minor symptoms. They maybe assume it's a sniffle or it's a flu or something. We don't know how many people have really been infected. If it's 4 million, maybe it's 40 or 50 million. We don't know. I still think if E.T. cares about our nuclear weapons, why can't they also care about a vaccine or a pill or something? Be like Dr. McCoy in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, where a woman's about to receive kidney dialysis. He gives her a pill and says, take one of these and call me in the morning if you have any more problems. And she overcomes it. Think of all the pain that humans are suffering. And if they care about what we do to our planet, they should start caring.
Well, consider in any case that our present crisis, I mean the coronavirus problem, is not a natural consequence. This is a bacteriological weapon. It's useless to say the opposite. This is a bacteriological weapon. And, of course, the problem is why it happened, how it happened, and so on. But the problem is that if things are in this sense, we, of course, are the cause of all this. And I don't know if ETs are Santa Claus going to help us in this sense. Of course, we are facing the effects of something we created. So I think that we should solve all this problem by ourselves.
Okay, well, that assumes, of course, that it's something that was artificially created as opposed to something that even then by our behavior was a result of a natural infection from bats. Either way, yeah, I could say that in some sense we did that, but we could just as well destroy ourselves with nuclear weapons. So whether it's a biological cause or nuclear catastrophe, are they going to leave us to ourselves? I don't know what motivations an alien species is going to have anyway. We're just speculating here. We're trying to look at what's going on and find an answer with no guarantee that our answers are really anything related to what's really going on. In the meantime, obviously, we've got a lot of stories to talk about. We'll get into more of them on After the Paracast in a few minutes, Roberto. But from where you are now, where do you take it here? Obviously, you are like me, of an age where one might retire. But obviously, you're continuing to work. Where do you expect to go with your research over the next few years?
Well, recently we tried to move towards the United Nations. All this was underlined in 2013 in the citizens' hearing on disclosure in Washington, D.C. I represented Italy in that occasion. But there were other 9 countries represented. And then the conclusion was that, after all, the United Nations should have to be involved in UFOs. Nothing happened. More recently, China seemed to move in this direction. And in fact, I was asked to cooperate in this sense, and we gave the necessary support in this sense. But later, the commercial war between the USA and China, well, obviously, stopped this process. Now coronavirus made the rest.
Tell our listeners, if they want to know more about what you do, is there a website in English that they can check out to check more of what you're doing?
We created a group of more than 30 representatives of different nations. This group was called World Coalition for Extraterrestrial Contact. And the idea is to move towards the United Nations in order to have a sort of recognition of the importance of the UFO phenomenon.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for two Paracast fan clubs, communities, or whatever they're called over in Facebook. And also we have special branded merchandise that you can find if you go to the Paracast.shop. Four different logos, all sorts of stuff like shirts and throw pillows and everything like that. We have the Paracast Plus. If you go to the Paracast.plus, just check out the After the Paracast podcast, and Roberto's going to be on that. Also, the version of this show free of the network ads, which a lot of people have asked us about. For more information and special prices, at least during the pandemic and the slowdowns, go to the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. This is just part one. Roberto, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Okay, thank you for this conversation. It was very stimulating, I think. Yeah, thank you so much.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.